community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've just watched St Francis Hospice new patron Imogen Heap perform four of her beautiful songs to some of the hospice residents, and I'm delighted to be joined by Imogen now. Good afternoon.
Hello, a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Now, St Francis Hospice is very much a big part of our community, Imogen, and I'm sure you're delighted to have accepted your new role as patron.
Yeah, I'm over the moon. I think what they do is really fantastic, and I've grown up in this area, and I've, you know, St Francis Hospice has just always been present. It's in the hospital, you know, I see them, you know, standing and talking to people. There's obviously the shops that they have all around. They do amazing work, and when you realise how much money they have to raise every year to keep all of this stuff for free, it is really amazing what they do. So I'm very happy to help. Very happy to help.
Yeah. Now, you already started work because you're raising awareness from today with the launch of Orange Line. So is this the kind of thing that you're going to be doing in coming weeks and months?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here, you know, when something makes sense for them, for me to come in. You know, I don't live very far away, so I can just occasionally come and do a little concert for them. But I think, you know, this idea of, it seems like there's something that should exist, but it really doesn't, you know. And this idea that anyone who's recently lost somebody or has been here, you know, as a somebody here using the services, and then going home to an empty house, you know, and that feeling of loneliness, or that you just need to talk to somebody sometimes, and it can just be a minute, you know, or it can be 10 minutes. But the fact that there's now, you know, they've opened this service is really fantastic, and they've got it for 3 years, I think. I really hope it continues.
Yeah, it seems very interesting. It was really nice to hear some of the stories from some of the service users as well.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and maybe, you know. I mean, I was talking to Laura about it earlier, she's one of the people who work here, that they also want to bring it into so that it's social spaces as well, so people can come and it's not just a phone line. I mean, that's amazing, because that's sometimes when you most need it, when you're at home and you're just desperate for some company. But that they'll also have meetups. So it's not just a phone line, it's also physical and kind of building bonds between people who've been through, you know, a similar experience. Yeah.
Is it out of the question that you might be on the other end of the phone yourself, helping the volunteers here?
I hadn't thought about that. It's not out of the question. I don't know if I could... I don't know what help I could offer. But, I mean, yeah, we've all lost somebody, I suppose. So you never know.
Sure. Now, in the 5 years since we last spoke, you've been extremely busy. There's been a lot going on musically with you as well.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy. Most people would probably think I haven't been doing anything, but I have been the most busy I've ever been. I'm now a mum, so that's like a full-time job, and she's all absolutely gorgeous. She's called Scout, and that's been kind of up and down, but now it's very up and wonderful. And the other thing that I've been doing is, yeah, making some music for a play in London, the West End Harry Potter play. So that's kept me busy on and off for about a year, which is now mostly kind of wrapped up. Which is great. And then a couple of other things, just, I'm always, you know, there's always one or two odd little projects or commissions that, if I get lucky, then, you know, I get a commission, a collaboration between a brand or a company who wants to release something that is also fun for me to creatively put my mind into. And so the most recent song, which I can't actually talk about what it is yet, because it's not yet been not announced, but... and I don't even know for sure the name of the song, but it's something like Scout's Happy Song, or A Happy Song for Scout. But it's a song that I've been working with a brand and some scientists on how to make a piece of music that makes babies happier. Because there's been lots of scientific research into what makes babies calm, but not necessarily what makes them happier. So I've written my own version of a song that I think will make babies happy.
It sounds like a fascinating project to be involved in.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Imogen, thank you very much for chatting with Phoenix FM today. I hope you enjoy the coming months in your new role as patron here.
Thank you. And I would like to say, actually, I mean, you asked about, you know, in all seriousness, you did ask me about whether I would volunteer. And, you know, I do want to find a way to connect better. And there's no better way to connect than just to be there, you know. And even if... I know that the gang here at the hospice are really looking for volunteers, and they have the service set up, so if anybody out there does have, you know, an hour, I think that's what they're looking for, just somebody to come and be on the end of the phone. So if you're out there, give them a call.
That's a message we're going to carry on telling our listeners to. Imogen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
I'm now joined by Tess Smith, Director of Quality and Care at St Francis Hospice. Hello, Tess.
Hiya.
Hello. Now, it must be a great achievement to see Orange Line finally up and running.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I feel like a little kid who's finally seeing all their dreams come true. Just brilliant day today, very proud.
How long did it take to actually get to where we are today?
Well, ideally, you would say it was done in a flash. But realistically, this has been 18 months of really hard work from putting the bid in, you know, absolutely overwhelmed by the support the Big Lottery is giving us for this, but putting the bid in and then thinking through and really testing out what we could deliver with this money has been, you know, a long process, but a good one.
And just give our listeners an idea of the scale of the operation. How many volunteers have you got and how many people do you think it's going to benefit?
At the moment, we've got 12 volunteers. We've also got 4 paid staff who are running the service, and we have just taken on another cohort of volunteers, again, 12 people. So we're taking them on in 12s because we want to train and develop the people. We're starting out small in our aspirations, in that in the first year we hope to reach 200 people, and then from that we want it to grow to at least 600 a year. But what we are, although it's a launch today, we've already been running the service really for 6 months, and we are already meeting our target of this year. So the need is out there.
Now, today we've seen the launch of it, and your new patron has come down and kindly played some songs to help the launch, which was fantastic. Imogen Heap, how's Imogen's presence kind of help the hospice?
Do you know, she's such a generous person. We are so lucky with our neighbours. People often complain about their neighbours. Actually, we can't complain about our neighbour. She is a massive support for everything that happens at the hospice. But when we first introduced the idea to Orange Line to her, and the fact that it was to benefit and support those who are lonely in the community, and how much we wanted to connect with those people, she didn't hesitate. For us, her support is second to none. And the fact that she came here today and played for us and gave us so much of her time, we really are just very, very thankful for that.
Well, we look forward to seeing how Imogen's role pans out over the next year or so, and also how Orange Line pans out as well.
Yes, we do indeed. Thank you very much. Please do come back at any time, and any questions people have got, just call in to us. We're always glad to talk about our services.
And just one final point, how can people find Orange Line?
Look on our website is the first place to look, and also we've got all sorts of different mechanisms that we are getting out into the communities, into GP surgeries, into your local hospital teams. And the easiest thing to do is call us direct on 01708 753 319 and just ask for Orange Line, and we'll be there to help.
Tess, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.